So that from out of a project, it was a program founded, and then finally, early this year, the OpenSAP University. To give you a bit of context, you see here on the slide that not only OpenSAP is existing within SAP taking care of education. So for sure, some of you might know SAP and SAP's education department. So and I would like to highlight as well that for sure OpenSAP is dedicated for the MOOC format. So we really deliver classical ex-MOOCs. So as you know it, on a weekly, structured in a weekly basis with video lectures, self-tests, like to have a gamification aspect in there, followed by a weekly assignments and also a final exam to gain a record of achievement, which is a little certificate in a written format and also a printable format for sure. SAP Education is responsible for the complete SAP software portfolio education, including a variety of learning formats for sure, including the traditional classroom training format, but also the new Learning Hub, which is also an online possibility to get access to all, let's say, SAP education-based curricula. Of course, we also then have programs like you see here on the right side, the SAP Enterprise Support Academy, which is for already existing customers and partners. I just would like to give you that insight so that you know SAP is not only delivering MOOCs, but it fits very well into the whole portfolio, and we made very nice experience over the past year with using that format, which we did not invent, but we used for the enterprise context. As an introduction, I just would like to give you an insight on our, let's say, interpretation, or how we call it. So we call our MOOCs enterprise MOOCs. In this special case, we mean that we deliver our MOOC trainings to anyone, anywhere, at any time. So it was really, let's say, our focus point to make high quality knowledge available for anyone in the world who is interested. This could be a student, a university student. This could be, for example, pupils. This could be also professionals. As I said, anyone, so there is no restriction. The content is free of charge. The walk through the course and the successful achievement of the record of achievement is also free of charge. And so that's basically the focus that we had and where we started with and still keep in this way. When we talk about corporate MOOCs, we especially in our context mean that we use the MOOC format as well, meanwhile SAP internally, to skill up our own employees. And we already started with delivering, let's say, SAP-owned MOOCs in a corporate context. Two of them we delivered this year also with, let's say, a very successful with a lot of people attending. And the let's say, advantage of this format is that we can reach out to a mass of people which we would have never thought before, using, let's say, the traditional classroom training for sure, but also using a traditional e-learning format, which we just say, okay, look, here is an e-learning, just walk through at your own pace. This didn't work very well. So with the MOOC format, we keep people addicted into the course and to have, let's say, something in their hand at the end of the course by receiving that record of achievement. From a topic perspective, for sure, we focus mainly on SAP technology topics, but also, meanwhile, business topics. When I say business topics, I talk also about, for example, more economic things like the business suite, but also, for example, sustainability and business innovation. So we also reached out to, let's say, fields that we are not known for so far, but also something on top of our technology topics, like, for example, the HANA in-memory data management platform, but and also things like BW mobility and so on, where SAP stands for. Meanwhile, after 1 year, we have more than 300,000 course enrollments. We didn't expect this large number. But we are very happy about it, for sure. We have more than 120,000 unique learners, just to give you the first two, let's say, impressive numbers on that. We also think about and deliver now in July the first lightweight MOOC. It's for selective, let's say, people, like, for example, SAP partners or SAP customers. We also offer so-called learning rooms within the Open SAP MOOC format through our SAP SuccessFactors platform. The feedback, as I already mentioned, is very positive throughout the year. So in all social media areas, we are recognized and mentioned. We won a learning award in learning innovations. And so we are very happy with all that what happened over the past year, and we really did not expect that huge, let's say, success. At this point of the presentation, I would like to go away from the PowerPoint and would like to give you a short overview of how does it work, how does OpenSAP work. One thing which was in our mind from the very beginning was it should be very easy to use. So people can reach it, of course, through the internet on open.sap.com. It's very easy to access. So you click on the login. You just need your email address and your own password you create, and then you're in to take part in the courses. Nothing more is necessary. Of course, people who would like to give more, let's say, information about their profile are allowed to, but that at least the name and the email address is relevant. Also, we wanted to make sure that people can use it from their mobile phone or an iPad app or an Android phone. So it's definitely mobile ready, and people can really access it, can also download all material, all videos, so to really be able to learn at their own pace. Here you see entry page of the platform. So as I said, I'm already logged in, but you click on login, and I prepared it not to have too long waiting times by clicking with the internet access here. So you then go to, for example, the course overview. We have divided it into, let's say, current courses. As you can see here, these are four courses that are still running on different topics: HANA Cloud Platform, Rapid Deployment Solutions, and Sustainability. So really diverse, let's say, topics. If you decide to take part in one course, you can click on here more information, then you will be routed to an overview page of the respective course. You can see here how many learners are currently enrolled for the Sustainability and Business Innovation course, which I already explained is not, let's say, our core competence so far. But as you can see here, even in that course, a lot of people registered, so nearly 16,000. You can get here the information you need about the course, a summary of the course, a short intro video, course details about the content of each week, the target audience, and so on, and also, of course, the presenters who are talking to you then as a learner during the normally 6 weeks. If you go into the course, it's also just one click. Then you are in the course, and on the left side, you see the structure of the course. The sustainability course consists out of 6 weeks. As I also mentioned, we are here really providing classical MOOCs. So we decided, especially for that format, to have it really clear and pure. So we structure the content on a weekly basis. Each week has a certain setup. So we have it divided into different units, normally about 4 to 8 units, depending on the length, but we recommend to keep digestible, let's say, video lectures of about 15 minutes. So people can then go into the video lectures, do a self-test. This is repeatable again and again for exercise purposes. And at the end of each week, then people need to fulfill an assignment. This is a little test, just to give you an impression. Here is a video lecture. So this is the intro video. As you can see, we really realized that high quality is key as well. So participants, even if the course is for free, people really expect from a company that the quality is good. So we produce all our courses in our video studio that we own, and also we have the best experts available within the company to be content providers and also presenters for this course. And in each course, in each video, there is an intro, and then it goes into the mode where the presenter is always visible. And on the right side, then there is either a PowerPoint presentation, which is explained by the speaker, but also demo possibilities. So we also do, for example, development scenarios and so on to have it more interactive. As I said, after the week or after each video, there are self-tests. These are multiple choice or multiple answer tests. So also very easy to consume. I just click here now, not knowing what I do, and just to submit the answers here to see, then this is a kind of test after each video unit for the learner to see if it was successful. As you can see here, I was not that good. And it's very clear to see what would have been the correct answer and what was the false answer I have given in this case. The same principle is valid for the weekly assignment, except one fact. The weekly assignment is not repeatable. It can only be done once. And the participant or the learner has exactly 1 hour to do that weekly test. And the combination of each week's final or weekly assignment plus the final exam is then the sum of the points for the record of achievement, and you need to have at least 50% available. One big portion of our, let's say, course structure is the so-called online discussion forum. This is, I would say, the heart of those courses, because this is where people can interact. And so where we have discussions up and running amongst the students. So you can see here that, for example, in this context, we also worked with point of views. So we actively asked people to discuss a certain topic that we raised. And also here, we realized that it's very important that our trainer or experts are available to discuss with the audience, with the participants, but also to encourage them to discuss amongst themselves. So far, in each of our courses, we did not have any issue with, let's say, fruitful discussions. So there is a lot of traffic. And we also bring that back to, of course, the amount of users, because not everyone taking part in such a MOOC is willing to discuss openly in the forum. But with at least 1,000 plus participants, you have a very good portion of traffic in the forum, and this works really well. We also ask actively in each course about what people liked and what they wish, what they dislike. And also this is working out very well. People let us know if they like the content, what they would like to improve or to see improve for the next courses, also from a feature perspective. And so we learn also with each course to be better than before. So this was the short demo presentation. So if you are interested, as I said, it doesn't cost anything. So you can easily go there and take part in one of our courses if you are interested in. And I will go back to the presentation now so that you can get a further impression on some of the statistics and experience we made over the past year. So here, I don't go into the details because that might not be in your deep interest, but just that you see how many courses we have up and running and also planned until the end of this year so far. Of course, this is subject to change because we are currently producing some of the courses you see here on the right side. But the picture shows that we started with three courses, it increased, and that we have now a kind of portfolio and, so to say, also curricula up and running, for example, with the HANA Cloud Platform, which is a very, let's say, important topic from our side, which we would like to bring into the market. So we have three courses, an introduction and also a next step in an advanced course in that respect, so that people can really attend a lot of courses to be trained in that special topic as well, deeply, not only on an introductory basis. You can see here now, you see the registration or enrollment numbers, which happened throughout, let's say, the past year. The Frontrunner course is the introduction to software development on SAP HANA. Here we have 79,000 people taking part. I have to admit, this course was repeated, so we have it ran twice. This is also why the number is much higher, but it really shows how many people we reached with two courses, with basically two six-week courses. And if you compare it with the classroom training, I would say a six-week Open SAP course is comparable with a 2 days classroom training. Some words about the comparison of MOOCs in the academia world versus enterprise MOOCs. So here you see normally an enrollment behavior. So people registering for a MOOC, there is normally half of them are no-shows. There are people who register who never show up. So we have the same phenomenon, of course. So we have a lot of people registering, but who are not, let's say, taking part in the course from the first day on. Then, of course, we have observer, passive participants, active participants, and this is let's say an overview we found in the web, and here on the right side you see now the completion rate in academia, so in the university world. It's between 6.8 or 6.8%. I heard this week at another forum that it decreased, especially in the academia, to about 3% of completion rate. Within Open SAP, it's slightly different, and we are happy about that, and we also have, let's say, or we interpret a reason for it. For example, here you see the, let's say, enrollment behavior of the HANA development course, so the first course that we ran. And here I need to explain how we how we calculate it. At the very first day of the course start, we had 18,000 people registered. At the end of the course, so that means with the start of the final exam, we had 38,000 people registered. For sure, to have now a baseline of how many people successfully passed the course, you can neither, you know, take the very first number nor the last number, because people here, this was the first day, there were a lot of people joining the course during the first 3 weeks who still have or had a very good portion of discipline to receive the record of achievement with a good number of points. The number just right at the end or before the final exam would also not be the right one to calculate that completion rate, because those people who attended in the last, let's say, 2 weeks of the course, they probably won't have a good chance to really pass through the exam in a good manner. So we decided to take the midway, so halfway of the course. This number counts, and this shows you exactly how we rate, let's say, the completion rate. So from our perspective, we say we have roughly 30% completion rate throughout all of our courses, which is very impressive from our perspective. We think this is based, and I just give you an idea of what happens in our, let's say, sorry, in our external course, the HANA development course. We say that this is due to the fact that it has a relevance to the audience. So people who take part in our Open SAP courses are interested in, let's say, that business context. They would like to learn, and so they stay tuned throughout the course and are willing to have the discipline to go and walk through the final end of the course. Also to highlight some numbers besides, let's say, the enrollment, we have, for example, 15,700 active participants. We rate someone active as soon as he is working or showing up in the forum, for example, or and showing some activities. So we also sent out nearly 10,000 records of achievement. And imagine, that's what we did as well, with a six-week course, we have now trained nearly 10,000 people. Also, the production costs, you know, are worth doing, because if you divide it through that, let's say, participants finally successfully closing the course, this is a very good ratio. And this is really, let's say, a mass training and a good channel for SAP in the enterprise context to deliver training format. More than 500,000 videos and self-tests have been watched, 8,000 discussion posts, and so on. Also, private work groups were formed, and, for example, we realized that some partner groups formed out, and also at least we know about three local meetings that happened, people sitting together. This was the enterprise MOOC, from our perspective, the course that we provided externally, and that's the normal situation with OpenSAP. But also we have now two examples, and here is one of it, where we use the format in a corporate context. So with a course that was tailored for the SAP internal audience, and also here we have from a completion rate. Also, let's say the same result, and also, if you see here from how many people were active and how many people gained a record of achievement and stayed until the end of the course, this was a very good ratio and was much higher than all other internal learning offerings reached so far. Geographical distribution, so we have people attending out of 175 countries in the world. Here is a diagram which shows where we have most people attending. India is the front runner with nearly 30%. So we have a lot of Indian people and attending our courses. They are also very active in the forum. And followed by the United States with 16%, and also Germany with 13.5%. For sure, you see here there are a lot of other countries attending, and also Brazil, Canada, UK, some other European countries. China is very low. This is due to the fact that in China we have a low system performance. That's why we also start now within this year to provide a local Chinese course as also first OpenSAP course over there to see if people will also successfully take part in that course with the system in China itself to have better performance for the participants. Age and gender, so we thought in the first step when we set up the project, we thought that we will reach out to a lot of young people, then we realized a lot of people between, let's say, 23 and 45 are taking part, so really this shows a bit the direction that these people are already in the business, so these are professionals that are interested in, and that's also the target group that we would like to reach. So We offer it to anyone, so also university students, young people, if they are interested, can take part for sure. But we saw that it really works well with the professional audience, and it also goes beyond here. And so also my father, who is around that age, he took part, and I didn't force him too much, to be honest.
So male, female.
Unfortunately, we still have a lot of more, let's say male participants than female participants. This is also due to the fact that we have more, males. In the IT business, and so this is, I mean, showing a trend, and let's see how it works out throughout the next years, and we still hope that we can keep up that format and continue in this way. Here you see a short outline of the career status. So as you saw, with that kind of gender and age information, we have a lot of professionals in our courses, so 75%. Then some of them, of course, are unknown because, as I said at the beginning, people are not forced to give a lot of their, let's say, personal information, but most of them do on a and are very open to provide that information. And you see here that we also have about nearly 10% students taking part in our courses, but the focus are professionals. Professionals, most of them are between up to 5 years
So 31%,
and also not too bad on the up to 10 years and more than 10 years who are taking part in our courses. The educational level shows that most of them have a bachelor degree or a master degree, which also leaves us the interpretation that people are really taking part for which the content that we provide is relevant in their business and in their actual position they are working or for their future career, or to keep up to date with the latest, let's say, innovations that we as a company are offering.
And now I'm already nearly at the end. What is the conclusion after one year from our side?
So we are happy that we did it. It is really supported also by our board area within the company. So we are happy with that. From the numbers perspective, we are very satisfied. Also the completion rate, we clearly see that this is due to the flexible MOOC format. So this format perfectly fits well to our enterprise education context. So we can reach out now to a mass of people with a good format where people can feel like in the classroom, can interact with fellow students, with their teachers, anytime from anywhere, also mobile ready, but also in an offline mode if they download, let's say, our material and the videos. So it's open to anyone, and people keep with the weekly cadence through, let's say, also a bit the gamification aspect, but also to say it clearly with the high quality. So even though the courses are free of charge, we also get, let's say, information from people who say, there is an error on page 15 in unit one. They are really taking care of it. So and also they like talking to our SAP experts, to have the feeling that we take care of them, and we are in discussion with them. So we also have some feedback, some nice feedback in social media area. For example, people were actually doing a customer project, for example, and with having participated in one of our courses, they could offer their customers a solution in a special context. And this is exactly what we would like to reach, so that people profit out of that, what they can learn from us.
And as I said, it's free of charge. That's a big advantage. It's embedded into our SAP education portfolio for sure. For sure, there is also, let's say, a portion of revenue that SAP needs to create with training. But we see the MOOC forward format as a kind of front runner to bring innovative topics to people. And then they can decide on their own if they would like to get into more, let's say, curricula-based, customer curricula that we also offer.
Finally,
if you have any questions, you can reach out to me or my colleague Clemens Link or our communication responsible Claire Donnellan. Please feel free to do so. I will also go to the website to see what happens over the next 2 days and further. And if you're interested to visit the platform, please also do so. And you can join us on SCN, on Twitter, or on Facebook. If you would like to be informed what's upcoming. I do not see that as a marketing, but more as an information to you all to clearly say in our enterprise context, it worked well, and we are proud that we were supported from our board area to do it, to do such a project within SAP, a first IT company who offers MOOC in an enterprise context, and we deeply hope that we definitely will continue. So, as I said, the department was formed now this year, so we have huge plans for the next 2 and 3 years and a lot of topics to come, and also improvements on the platform. And I'm very happy to share with you any experience, any feedback that you could give. And so far, I thank you very much for attending.
And leave it now open
for any questions and answers.
Well, thanks very much. I appreciate a great overview on your experiences that you're having and some of the results that you're getting and the approach that you have in terms of trying to meet the needs of individuals. Both for obviously a marketing perspective, for a customer service perspective, and also for an internal organizational development opportunity. So thanks for the for that great overview. We're a little over the 30-minute time slot. So what I'll do here, let me just start sharing. Change your privilege. So I'm going to take away your screen sharing opportunity there. So give me 1 second. So what I'd like to do now is just direct where we're going to have conversations going forward. So as I mentioned earlier, the bmoocs.corpu.com URL is where you can log in for asynchronous conversations. So if you would like to dive in there, everything from just sharing an introduction to questions that you might have to specific questions on the presentations that you just viewed and so on, please do so in that particular forum. I don't want to end without asking any questions, so maybe one of the things I'll direct to you is how do you have the internal buy-in from senior leadership and otherwise to make this happen? Because you mentioned you're one of the first ones out of the gate doing this in the corporate space. What had to happen for OpenSAP to come together? What were the drivers?
In the very first half year, it was a kind of test run. SAP was searching for such an opportunity, and it was a test run based on the recommendation of our co-founder Hasso Plattner to use the MOOC format, and then we were happy to really start with a handful of people that project.
From that point of view, it was very easy.
I think we made some right steps in using the format in a classical, let's say, ex-MOOC format, and to also assured that it has a good quality, and that we had excellent speakers so far, and with the first course we definitely had. So the feedback from the outside world was so positive that also then it was a kind of
let's say self-running thing, so that the board now is really excited to bring out, let's say, innovative topics like SAP Fiori, just to name one, into such a format and to roll it out to mass of people. I think SAP internally, there is also a trend change from, let's say, the educational thinking or educational behavior. We realize, because I'm working now within 10 to 15 years in that education area within SAP, so people are now going clearly away from, let's say, the traditional only classroom. Classroom will persist, but also to really be open-minded for an open knowledge sharing, because that's the easiest thing you can do as a company, to share the knowledge with others, that they talk about it, that they know what we are offering. I mean, that's let's say, the marketing opportunity we have with that. But on the other side, we also would like to create opportunities for millennials, for young people who should be trained for the future, yeah, to also be, for example, have an employment in let's say, an SAP area or an SAP ecosystem area, and so on. So there are a lot of, let's say, positive trends and things that also, let's say, mind change happened throughout the last years, but especially with our format due to the successful launch and delivery. We get a lot of support in that respect. And SAP invests a lot into that knowledge transfer, to be honest. I don't talk about the numbers here, but for sure this is also a huge investment, as you might imagine, with now 10 courses up and running, and the production of each course costs quite valuable amount of money. You can also see how much SAP invests in that knowledge transfer.
Again, thank you very much for taking the time to share your insights with us and some of your early experiences. I think it's been most helpful in orienting and getting the discussion started, so much appreciated. We will start again in about 20 minutes, and we'll hear from Toby Green from OECD around some of the experiences that they've had in scaling corporate learning. Thanks all, and we'll chat soon.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.